Welcome inside the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink studio and on the campus of Ball State University. And welcome inside the inaugural episode of Cardinal Clubhouse, a podcast dedicated to the Ball State men's and women's golf programs. I'd like to welcome our first guest, Ali Khan. How you doing, Ali?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. So start it off, can you tell us where you're from and what's your grade?
I'm a fifth-year senior, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Awesome. From Columbus, I assume you're an Ohio State fan?
Absolutely.
How are you feeling since the national championship run?
Oh, the national championship run was great. Tough loss to Michigan. I mean, that was, you know, the game is always the biggest one of the year, but we knew with the new playoff schedule, we had a good chance. You
know? That's right. That's right. Got to be exciting. That new playoff, I love it.
Yeah.
12 teams makes for an exciting playoff. So can you tell us a little bit about from back home? What's the golf scene like there overall?
Oh, Columbus is huge in the golf scene. I mean, we have great high school golf. You know, a lot of good friends who go play college golf. My high school team, we had, you know, four guys who had D1 offers on my high school team. I mean, we had a great team. And so it was always surrounded by guys who always wanted to, you know, go further. So always had that passion. And then my family as well had my siblings who always wanted to push me. They played golf as well.
It's awesome. And so obviously your high school is really good at golf. You led them to 3 state championships. You guys have 12 overall. What's kind of golf like at Columbus Academy? Is it a big deal there?
When my brothers were there, they were kind of the foundation of like building that, you know, hype around the team. And when I came in, you know, we already had a really good solid foundation of guys who were interested, and you know, we all had like a similar swing coach as well, so we all knew each other and we all wanted to, you know, take it to the next level. So yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So what was it like to represent such a dominant high school team? Obviously, like I said, you won 3 state championships out of your 4 years there.
It was great. You know, that feeling of that you can always win the next one. You know, you had that feeling of like when you stepped on the course that everybody was competing against you guys, and you had that target on your back, but you know that you could defend it. It was great. It was a great feeling. And, you know, taking that to the next level here as well, you know, winning MAC last year, you know, now we have our target on our back and that we need to go back and defend it. So,
yeah, that's right. That's awesome. Outside the state championships, obviously those are some of your favorite memories, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Were there any other favorite memories, whether it's the team or just playing high school golf?
Outside, you know, individually, you know, I always had like a packed summer schedule, and being able to travel and experience golf in different parts of the country, and then, you know, winning a AJGA event in high school was pretty big for me, and that was one of my other favorite memories before coming to college.
That's awesome. Is AJGA, is that also pretty big in Ohio, like whether it's tournaments or not?
Yeah, it's a really big, it's called American Junior Golf Association, and they are a pretty big organization that run golf tournaments all across the country. So, like, a lot of kids from even different countries come to play those events, and, you know, it's always a really good field wherever you go. So, yeah, it was it's a pretty big deal for junior golf.
Would you say that kind of prepped you for some of the competition you find here in college?
Oh, absolutely. Like many of the big names you see now, like Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, even Tiger Woods played AJGA. So you know that you're playing against, you know, the next college golfers and the next PGA Tour players. And so playing those events week in and week out over the summer was, you know, a great stepping stone to college golf.
Speaking of, you know, prepping for college, what was the recruiting process like with Coach Fleck? Obviously, he's been here a long time.
Coach Fleck was with me basically since day one. I mean, I reached out to him. I reached out to hundreds of coaches, and he was one that was there from day one. He would always, you know, fill me in on what they were doing, how I was always filling him in and how I was doing, and, you know, we'd always go back and forth. But during the recruitment process, it was tough, you know, trying to get, you know, looks at from all these different schools, like Power Fives and stuff like that, and it was interesting, but I also had experience with my brother. My brother played golf at UConn, so having that background of how he went about it and how I can go about it was good.
That's awesome. And coming into your first year, you obviously decided to redshirt. What kind of went into that decision? You know, not going to play any tournaments this year, just going to take some time to learn.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. COVID being probably the dominant factor of why I redshirted. I wasn't going to spend a full season on, you know, basically half a season of play. And we already had a couple older guys that were going to be regularly playing in the lineup and was going to be competitive, but I wanted to, you know, go under their wing and learn how they went about college golf and learn from them before I, you know, stepped into it.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, after your redshirt year, you've played well. Your scoring average has gotten better every year. And you also won your team's most improved player, I read. So that's pretty cool award. What's the main reason you think you've gotten better from year to year?
I think it's just mainly the love of the game. I've always had a good support staff as well with me. Like, my swing coach, you know, always pushes me to get better. You know, Coach Fleck is there to always get better, and then the competition's always getting better too. So those three factors of, you know, I got to take my game further. But just working out those things and always wanting to take my game to the next level was my driving factor.
Yeah, and also the team has gotten better. 2023 MAC runner-ups, 2024 MAC champions. What's the process like that, and why do you think you guys as a team have gotten better?
I think, yeah, once again, like, after that redshirt year, we had, you know, three guys who are coming back, and then we had those three guys coming in. We had Colin, Cash, and Drew all coming in that next year, and so we having such a young team, we could always just build off of each other. You know, we were going to training together, we were going to events together. You know, over the next 4 years, we're all, you know, getting better. And just having each other there and working with each other day in and day out was just something that I think led us to being runner-up and then MAC champions, and then, you know, leading us into this year as well with all of us being seniors.
Are you and the other seniors, are you guys a pretty tight-knit group? Obviously, you've been together for 3-4 years.
Yeah, we so I live with Cash right now, and almost everybody else, you know, we all go together. We all try to have fun together, do stuff together all the time. So we're all pretty close, and we always get along. So it's been good. It's been great 4 years with each other, and we just try to make every day a better day.
For sure. I'm sure you see that a lot with college golf. But obviously, you're a smart guy. You've been named All-Academic MAC a couple years. You're a top 50 student at Ball State, for those who did not know that. You're also fluent in two languages. Is that right?
Yeah. So my family speaks Urdu, and so, like, I grew up speaking that in English, obviously. So, you know, it's just been something that I grew up with.
Yeah, for sure. So, obviously, like I said, you're a smart guy. How do you think off-the-course knowledge and academics, does it help you at all with on-the-course, whether it's calculations, whether it's mentally?
Yeah, I think mentally has been, you know, a big factor of helping me, like, stressful situation, knowing how to combat those things. Sorry.
You're good.
But right now I'm working on my capstone project, which is golf course design. And so working with a couple architects, going from being a competitor and looking at a golf course to being a designer and looking at a golf course, I think has helped me greatly. You know, you see different things that you never see as a competitor now that you see as a designer. And those aspects of golf is, you know, something that amazes me and always helps me get better.
And your major is landscape?
Landscape architecture.
Landscape architecture. So is that something you want to pursue? Obviously, a pro career in golf is something everybody wants, but obviously, if that doesn't work out, is that something that you have thought about pursuing?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, my first goal is to, you know, go pro, play in the PGA Tour, but having this degree to fall back on was wonderful. CAP program is great. It has a lot of great connections. I've worked 2 internships over the summer. And so having that as something to fall back on has been great. And I definitely want to pursue it.
It's awesome. Obviously, the CAP major as a whole is one of the harder ones we have here at Ball State. What's, like, one piece of advice you give to a student when it comes to, like, time management, and or maybe another athlete per se, you know, time management between sport and school and also friendships?
Yeah. So especially in landscape architecture, you have about 20 people you have class with regularly. Every day you have a class with the same 20 people. So you create this friendship with these people that come from all different walks of life. And I think for time management wise, the biggest thing with me was having that communication with the professors. The professors are great and they understand what situation you're in. And all like the travel and the sports and everything that come along with it. So they're always taking that into consideration, and they'll do anything to help you. So I think communication with them is the biggest thing.
Yeah. Speaking of travel, the team has been to a couple of cool places, obviously Puerto Rico, Florida, you name it, you've been to these beautiful destinations. Obviously you guys got a match play win in Florida earlier this spring and a decent finish in Puerto Rico. How's the team feeling overall?
Team's feeling good. I think that, we're still working out some things that we struggled with in the beginning of fall. I know that we were planning on trying to be like at a ranking that would allow us to get into regionals pretty easily. But, we took some steps back. But, that's all golf is. It's ups and downs. You never have a, linear progression. And so we're working on our way up. We're all feeling good. We're all working into, playing better, playing good golf. And I feel like I'm at a good spot and everybody's getting there as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of you finished eighth at Dorado Beach. That's individually, not as a team. So how was that experience? And what do you think went into you playing really well?
We've been at Dorado Beach the last 4 years. So having that course knowledge, that experience, and I think it was just a solid game plan from my end, knowing and understanding like how the course was going to play was a really big factor. And then I know I struggled in some parts, but I played really well overall. I mean, if I tried to play those par fives a little better, I could have made a run at a win. But yeah, it was a great event. So I think it's just that 4 years we've been there, just having that experience overall was great.
Yeah, it's awesome. So in April, you guys are hosting the Redbird Shootout here in Muncie at Delaware Country Club. What's it like hosting a tournament at your home course that obviously you know that course probably as well as anybody here?
Every year we try to host an event, and it's cool. It's somewhat of like, defending your home track or like your home stadium, something like that. It's always a cool experience to have that support behind you as well. Get a lot of friends and family who come out, alumni and donors that are always there to support you. So it's always cool to have that event to come to. Yeah.
It's really cool. And especially in your final season, what are some things you maybe want to accomplish or savor here at Ball State?
I think that over the years, it's just been a wonderful experience. And, having Mac in my hometown would be like a great homecoming, and winning that and bringing that back to Ball State would be a great way to finish. It's been a wonderful 5 years, so it's, it would be something cool to end on.
Yeah, speaking of the Mac, I want to get your take on it. Obviously, you've seen a few of the teams so far. Who do you think the team is to beat? And that's, I guess, the first part of my question. Who do you really think are the upper echelon of teams this year?
Yeah, it would be right now Kent State and I think Miami of Ohio are the top two that we would be competing against. But, we play with these guys. I don't think we've played with Kent State, but we play with Miami. We've played with NIU this year already. And, we win one or we beat them by how we finish, or they beat us, by a little bit. So it's always good competition. That's what golf is. It's, you never know what the day is going to be and how you're going to play. So I think it just all comes down to how we feel mentally going into it and understanding that, we won it last year and we can do it again. It doesn't matter what the rank is. Doesn't matter how their season has been. It's the MAC now. It's completely different. We can go out and win it.
Yeah, like you said, doesn't really matter. What do you think it really takes to repeat as champs? Obviously, new team. You guys brought in some freshmen. Got brought in a transfer. What do you think it takes as a team to repeat as MAC champions?
I think as some of the older guys on, like myself and Cash and Braxton, being those team leaders, helping our freshmen understand what a conference championship means. And how it's different from like a regular season tournament, because like this one means more. and just teaching those guys that this is experience that, you know, the next 4 years you're going to have. But teaching them early that, you know, this is what you're going to feel. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be a dogfight every day. And so it should be good. But, yeah, I feel like we have a good team that we can build on, especially with our transfers and some of the guys that we've brought in. And so it should be good that we go there. And we've already played at Pinnacle earlier this year to get a good feeling of what the course and how it feels to our games.
Cool. And obviously T4 individually for you at the MAC last year, is winning the individual title, is that something on your mind or is not something you think of as much?
It's definitely on my mind. It's been my goal since the first year I've been here is winning MAC individually. And obviously as a team, we've completed that, but you know, winning it again would be great. But individually, I would love to. It'd be a great way to end the season as well, my last year, and then, you know, taking that into a regional event would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, next up for the team, you guys got an invitational at Butler. What's kind of your outlook on that, and there's anything you can give us as, like, what to expect from the team?
Yeah, so Butler's actually, so it would be an individual event. It's for the guys who will not be traveling to Vanderbilt. So it's for coach to understand, like, how those guys can potentially break into the lineup. And so having those guys play Butler will be a good way to see how their game fits competitively because they've been home for a while now. And if we can get them in tournament form and they're playing really well and then they break into the lineup and, you know, produce great numbers for us, that's what coach looks at. So Butler will be that event for us.
Gotcha. And before we go, I just want to move a little bit over, you know, to the pro scene. Kind of have to ask one question. Coming up in April, we got probably the biggest golf tournament in the professional world, the Masters. Do you have any outlook on that? And would you mind giving us your pick?
Oh, that's always tough. The Masters, one of the greatest events on tour. But, you know, for a while, I've been following and really liking Joaquin Niemann. Obviously, he went to LIV, but he's been playing some great golf, and I really like how he fits with the course.
Yeah, he's a young guy, can hit the ball like crazy, and I'm pretty sure they gave a couple of special exemptions to some of those LIV guys, so you'll be seeing a couple of them there. Well, Ali, thank you for joining us today on our first episode, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Of course.